food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Good evening, folks. Wayne Elliott here. Pleased, honored, and most grateful to be with you tonight, sitting in for Pastor Butch. I know no one can take Pastor Butch's place, but I'll do my best with you tonight, and I'm just happy to be with you. It sure is war. There's no question about that, what's going on these days. I've continued myself to watch less news, but I do check in and see what they're saying currently. I find, I might have mentioned this last week, because it seems to be a couple, 3 weeks now, it seems to me, that there's some numbers that are conspicuously absent, and I know. Not trying to make light of the virus or the fatalities. I'd like to talk a minute about that more in a few minutes, but not to make light of that certainly, or the apparently hundreds and hundreds of people, for example, in the state of Florida that's in intensive care, apparently all those beds filled. It didn't really say how many beds. It said how many people were infected, but what I find conspicuously absent, really, from what I know is the daily numbers that have been given with these great spikes of people being discovered to have been infected or are infected, is the number that don't know it or have no symptoms. I don't think it's a small point, and you know, my personal belief, and especially since there have been some younger people taken when they've apparently contracted the coronavirus, and their deaths are being blamed on the coronavirus, and it's people really from right down to young people, I guess, but, you know, 20s, 30s, and some folks in their 40s. And my personal belief, folks, is that it's really one of two things, and of course they're connected. One is that those folks, regardless of their age, now, you know, if someone's over 80, you could say they beat the national average already by 5 years or so. And, you know, they used to say sometimes we just die of old age, you know, something quits. But not talking about the seniors over 70 and 80, but these younger folks that have been taken. My personal belief is that there was something ailing them, whether they knew it or not yet. When I say yet, the likes of cancer, heart disease, you know, any one of the major ailments, any one of the cancers, it's not like it happens in our body and the next day we know it. You know, as a rule, there ends up being some problem someone's having. It's been cancer, for example, has been discovered many times in exploratory surgery in the past when they didn't know what was wrong, was ailing someone. And so it isn't something that happens overnight, of course. It's a process itself. And I have to believe that a lot of these folks, and I also believe that perhaps the majority of them didn't know there was anything wrong or anything going wrong in their body. The other thing, of course, and it's certainly related, is the health of one's immune system. And there's no question that our immune system can become so weak that, boy, anything and everything can get us. And we've talked about this before on the show, that the various things that contribute to a healthy, strong immune system. And one of those things, of course, is to be outdoors and be amongst the other creatures. If you're digging in the garden or playing on the beach, all the creatures and bugs and bacteria and virus that surrounds us outside. This is how one of the ways our immune system stays strong. We've got that as a defense department that protects us. We are social creatures, so for our mental health, you know, we're generally speaking better off when we're around other people and interacting with other people and family and friends especially. So there's definitely a mental side, the good mental health. Without that, the things can really be terribly unpleasant for a person, and can cause other physical ailments as well. Someone's constantly stressed or worried or concerned, and our body's immune system kind of has to do the fight or flight. And if we're afraid, it tends to do the flight. There's been so many folks scared by the media and all these reports, and they've been big on numbers, you know, big on numbers, and they're scary numbers, double and, 10,000 new cases. And I was watching the news one night, or listening to it, rather. I really wasn't watching the TV. I was doing something and listening. And I don't know if they were talking about Philadelphia, but they were talking about in a particular city where they were doing testing, and that this city was going to create a new lane for traffic. It's a drive-through situation. They were going to create a new lane for those with symptoms. So it stands to reason that those with symptoms, I would think, would get priority. And if you don't have symptoms, number one, you may well not be infected. Number two, you're doing okay. I mean, if you actually had it and didn't know it, it's a good thing to know. They want to know these things. But it made me wonder, so how many people out of those 700,000 a day that are apparently being tested in the United States? I'm up here in Canada on the north shore of Lake Erie myself, but there's apparently 700,000 Americans tested daily. And, you know, they'll give the number of infected count oftentimes, but they don't say how many don't have symptoms, how many have had it and have passed through it, and whether they knew it or not, whether they had any symptoms or not. These are pretty relative figures. Everybody seems to be so hung up on numbers, I just wonder why they wouldn't want it to be, let's say, out of 10 million people tested, they suspect that half the nation has had it already. So, you know, if that were the case, and a majority or a great number had no symptoms, and it would make the number of fatalities a much smaller percentage of gain, you know, when you're talking about the whole population, because that's what it's about, then, you know, maybe it would, again, not to downplay one death. I'm not doing that, but there's plenty of things that take us in this world and can take us, and many things that take a lot more of us than this virus so far. There's 9.6 million cancer deaths by average annually in the world just with the cancer. So, you know, there are far greater risks out there for our health than this virus. And yet, when you see the things that governments have done and the shutdowns and the isolation, and there's some real piper to pay on this when we're through it or on the other side of it. There's a real piper to pay. The governments, of course, with tremendous bigger debts. The personal losses of being out of work, not being paid as much, or in some cases near as much as you were earning at your job. There's just going to be a lot of fallout here. The businesses that won't reopen, that have failed already, not just little ones, but big ones, chain stores, have filed for bankruptcy. So, you know, I guess we're going to look back on this, but the other thing that's really got me, folks, is that I'm getting the impression, at least here in Canada, but generally speaking, that we just cannot possibly be as safe as we'd like to be, or as many of us would like us to be. It's just not possible, unless we were to go into, I suppose, complete isolation, and then if most of us didn't get it, we'd run the risk of getting it at a later date anyway. I think that I firmly believe that nature and the natural way to get through such things, I just believe this, is to contact it or be in contact with it, and your immune system either fought it off or you got infected with it and hopefully survived just a bad flu. I mean, that's just what I believe. That's nature's way through it. I personally am afraid of these vaccines. One of the reasons I'm afraid is there's no kind of long-term clinical study. And there seems to be plenty of evidence that vaccines in the past have had a negative effect or a serious contraindication with many, many people. Hundreds of thousands of deaths. One PhD I watched predicted that anywhere from 750,000 to 2 million deaths on such a vaccine, where really I take it we'd be injected with a variety, a cocktail really, of viruses. This is what they do. I personally do not want one, a vaccine. Of course, when you look at the money side of it, I was reading yesterday that they don't have one finalized yet. They don't have one approved yet, but they seem to already know that it'll be best to get a vaccine, you know, as soon as possible. And then one, I think it said, in 3 months, and then another in 12 months. Now, once again, I don't know how he'd know it, really. It must be an estimate. Bill Gates said that he figured the vaccine would cost $1,000, should be able to be provided for $1,000 a dose. Well, if the people need three doses each, that's $3,000 each. And when you multiply that times, you know, the world's population, which is what some are suggesting is necessary to just vaccinate everyone and then, you know, we'll have this one behind us. Well, you know, the difference between a vaccine, one difference, I should say, between a vaccine and this hydroxychloroquine or fiend, that there was an anti-malaria pill that the WHO has on ever-ready standby inventory. It's one of the drugs, anti-malaria drug. It costs less than 50 cents a pill. Less than 50 cents a tablet. And so I can understand resistance to it. There's no money there for anyone. And vaccines at $1,000 a dose, if it's $3,000 then per person over the course of a year, say if they could make enough of it, relatively untested, then you've got to consider a doctor, a nurse has to administer that. We couldn't give ourselves vaccines in a doctor's office or a hospital. So there's a medical infrastructure, Western medical infrastructure cost to that as well. And if you start to do the math, geez, it's trillions of dollars here. I saw one set of math that I could see the sense in, that it would be the same for the world as two times the American, the USA national debt right now. Well, that's one heck of a price. One heck of a price indeed for something relatively untested. They say, it won't work for everyone. And in fact, there's always adverse reactions to these tests. These are pretty serious vaccines, so, as they admit, the number of deaths, quite a high number, I thought, as compared to corona so far. And, and any idea of a mandatory where we have to have a vaccine, well, I think many people would have resistance to that. I do, because, look, if the vaccine works, well, theoretically, then everyone who got a vaccine would be protected. And anyone who chose not to, well, they'd be putting themselves at risk, theoretically. And I suppose other people who chose not to get a vaccine would be at risk, too. But they wouldn't be at risk of dying from the vaccine or getting hurt from it. And, given the tremendous percentage of us that I just know would be found, even if we accept these death certificate figures as being from corona and not just with corona, or not even tested for corona, but called corona on the death certificate. But even if we believe every single death they've reported, it's a very tiny percentage of the population. And again, then when you look at the age of the what was over 90, I think 93% of the fatality rate was the over 70 year old people. I think it's going to help put this in perspective. And what you must think about is, what about the next virus? There's another one coming. History will repeat itself. They've already predicted there'll be another one. I've forgotten now if they said within 5 years or within 12 years or something. But I guess just for sure there'll be another. There was SARS. There was H1N1. And now this coronavirus, that's three major viruses in about 20 years. So I guess they come along. Part of us are made from viruses and bacteria, of course. We're made partially from that. Originally, apparently, we all came from that, the original cells. So, I just believe nature's way is that we're either to have a strong enough immune system to be protected from such things, or actually need to go through it. And unfortunately, just like many ailments, all the cancers and heart disease and diabetes and many other things, car crashes, 1.35 million people a year die in car crashes in the world. Starvation, 3.1 million children die of starvation every year in the world. So, this virus will go down as taking whatever the final number is. I think just now it's still under 600,000 people. So as of right today, it's still slightly below what the WHO says is the range, the average range from influenza B. They say between 295,000 and 650,000 people die annually in the world from influenza B, complications from influenza B. So we're still not quite there with corona, and I'm just trying to, to put it, keep it in perspective. The H1N1, I think they also called that the swine flu, that took just over 500,000 people, or about where we're at now with deaths in the world. And SARS apparently just took 100,000 people, and that was originally thought to be the killer virus that, wipes out millions. So, it could be my personal belief now over the 20 years since SARS
we have that much more genetically modified foods, that much less natural foods, seedless, seeded foods. We have more chemicals. We have more chemicals on our foods. Insecticides, pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, preservatives. For the most part, they're all chemicals. And so we've never had more chemicals in our lives. And I think between the quality of food going down and the price of good food going up so drastically as it has out of so many people's reach, combined with the amount of chemicals that's in our world today, that, you know, our immune systems are weaker. You know, the convenience society we live in now, there's drive-through everything. There's drive-through banks. We hardly have to get up anymore and use our legs. So, you know, that's a problem too, folks. Creator wouldn't have given them to us, arms and legs, if we weren't meant to use them and dig in the garden and wash the floor and all those kinds of things, pick the fruit. If anyone has any comments, we'd love to hear from you tonight. The number to call is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you on any topic about anything, any comments or thoughts you have to share with us. Be grateful for your call. We've talked about this before, but the anxiety and the uncomfortableness and stress going on these days, most understandable. If you're out of work, if you're not sure when you're called back to work, and you're not sure if you'll be called back to work, or if you just found out your company's not coming back to work, of course, this causes anxiousness in us and anxiety and worry, concern. It's all legitimate. Unfortunately, the worrying about it won't help us. The stressing about it won't help us. We need to find solutions, alternatives, you know, think of ways we can help ourselves, certainly. But stressing and worry won't help us a bit. And in fact, can sure contribute to hurting our health. And if we get sick, lose our health, well, that's our real wealth. And that'll be way worse trouble still. I can assure you that. It's one thing to be out of work, and another thing to be unable to work. So we want to try and stay healthy, folks, and use our arms and legs like the good Lord provided us and the Creator provided us, and do our best to keep our spirits up. There's two great products that help with this, made in the United States by a Dr. Pfeiffer. Dr. Pfeiffer is a clinical psychologist, and I've spent much time talking to Dr. Pfeiffer, and I've been on the radio with him a few times as well. And he spent 5 years to create these two products, Tranquil for anxiety and REM Sleep for sleeping issues. And boy, I swear to you folks, he really got the formulas down properly. He was conscious of the fact he didn't want to, A, just load the sleep formula, for example, up with melatonin so that it effectively knocks us out at night. That's not real sleep. That's not REM or deep sleep. It's not natural sleep if we get knocked out. You know, it's like when you're in something serious in the hospital and they induce you in a coma. Well, you're not resting, really. That isn't natural sleep. You've been drugged to sleep. And there's a big difference. So the melatonin, for example, in Dr. Pfeiffer's REM sleep is enough to start you into the mood to be asleep, but it is not enough to keep you knocked out or keep you groggy in the morning or anything like that. It's he has the right herbs and vitamins. He really put the thought to going after why we don't sleep, why we have sleep issues. And he especially did not want to create a formula, like so many others, where the effectiveness wears off. This REM sleep in my own little personal study I've done, 45 people, the longest person on it is now into his second year on it.
It's just working like a top for him. He sleeps perfectly every night. And, of course, I've used it myself, and it truly does work. There's just no question about that. And you'll notice the difference in your sleep, too. You will notice. Excuse me, if you haven't been getting a good deep sleep and then you start getting it, you will know the difference. For me, it added about an hour and a half a night sleep, but restful sleep. So I'd recommend the REM sleep if you're having any issues, and certainly they can be caused by anxiety and worry, folks. We go to bed with things on our mind and concerns on our mind. There's no question it can keep us up. So the REM sleep is very effective. You can get that from Pastor Butch, or you can get it from thepowermall.com in the United States. The Tranquil, same thing, very effective, non-addictive, no chemicals, all natural, no contraindications with any prescription medicines that you might be on. That's important. And on the topic of those, not my favorite topic, but prescription medicine, just so important, folks, that you read the paperwork that you're given with your prescriptions. It's very important that you be a part of your own health, not only your own health choices, but certainly look out for yourself. The drug makers put, the various manufacturers, they put the warnings, they put the potential harmful side effects, serious side effects. They let you know right there on the paper. And why you really need to read your paperwork is if you happen to be suffering one of the side effects or serious effects, then you'd want to tell your doctor, and he or she might change the type of pill you're on or change the dosage. But certainly don't go on if you're having serious side effects with any of these prescriptions. The drug makers warn you, so read that paperwork and know what you're dealing with. If you're on a few pills, I don't know, I used to have a book with the 100 most prescribed pharmaceuticals, and it told everything about them, including which ones shouldn't be taken at the same time as other ones. My friend Joe, I had that book when my friend Joe moved in with me, and he was on 13 different pills, had many things wrong with him, former football player, and big, 400 pounds. Well, he went to the doctor and came home with three new prescriptions while he was living with me early on. And he asked me to look in the book and were these okay to take with the other 13. Well, it turned out it was a lucky day, really, because it turned out two of the three, there were contraindications with some of the other pills Joe was on. We'll get into some more of that, folks, after the break. So Wayne Elliott here, glad to be with you, and be right back.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought three mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using three sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Your soul and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott, very happy, grateful, honored to be with you tonight. And we were talking about prescription medications and how you need to look out for your own best interests. I mean, with my friend Joe, there was obviously they're busy people, doctors and pharmacists. And obviously someone made a mistake when they gave him two out of those three pills that contraindicated with some of the others he was on. And when I said that was a lucky day for Joe, that's when it convinced him he gave in. We went the natural route, and Joe got better, lost a lot of weight over the course of a year. Cleared up all his ailments and ended up on no drugs. He was diabetic, and after a year, he stopped testing his blood because he was 5.5 steady. So it's amazing what the body can do when we support it. Not necessarily take things that seek to alter our body's systems, functions, and organs, but rather support them to do what they're supposed to do. In the case of the Strauss heart drops, you know, simple. Heart drops dissolve that plaque and cholesterol that restricts or sometimes completely blocks our blood flow to some part of our body, the most serious being heart attacks and strokes, number one killer. But make no mistake, every cell in our body needs blood. That's why there's 60,000 kilometers of veins and vessels in us, each of us, is that every single cell needs blood. So restricted blood flow is no good. If we remove that plaque and cholesterol like I did almost 24 years ago with the Strauss heart drops, then everything has a chance to work properly. I've not had any arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat. I've had no high blood pressure. I've had no cholesterol or blood flow problems. I don't have diabetes. After all these years and being so not well in my late 30s and early 40s, going downhill pretty good then. So these products, like the Strauss products, they support our body's own functions to do what they're supposed to do. So does the REM sleep and the Tranquil. They support our body's own functions. Good herbs, good vitamins, minerals, in perfect proportion, just like the Strauss formulas. And they work, you know, the proof's in the pudding, folks. They work. And Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with any of their products. No dissatisfied customers at Strauss. Strauss is disappointed if someone doesn't get what they had hoped out of a product, but their money's returned without question. Just disappointment on the Strauss end. But that doesn't happen very often. I'm told they have very few returns, and because the product works. And some of these products, folks, like the kidney blood pressure, the CardioCalm, and the very soon-to-be-available-to-you bladder formula, and then soon thereafter the prostate formula. These are the original Strauss formulas. These are treatments. This isn't something like vitamin C you take every day the rest of your life. You might take it for 3 months every 2 or 3 years once you get up into your golden years, if not before. They're just great cleanses. They kill bacteria in our kidneys. They help rebuild damaged heart cells. Fabulous for irregular heartbeat. That's what fixed me, Joe, my dad. A lot of football players, a lot of athletes. Football players tend to wear out their pumps faster than the rest of the population that don't play football. So can the heavy bodybuilders, the heavy weightlifters, the bodybuilders that are lifting the tremendous, you know, the contest for the heaviest weights and so forth. I asked Jim Strauss, who he once said to me that football and weightlifting were stupid games. And I asked him why, because I'd played football. And he said, because you're not horses. And meaning that it's just more, and it looks as though it's true. Anyone that's played down line position, a down lineman's position in football for 5 years or more after high school lives an average 10 years less than the average male in America. So it's our pump. We do wear it out. Nothing like a refit. Kidney's the same thing. Very important organs. A lot of people suffer with kidney ailments. And need work on their kidneys and then have to go on dialysis and so forth. It's all sure life-changing and life-restricting. So if you think of it as a refit, like with the tractor, your vehicle, your house furnace, you know, filters changed, lubrication and so forth. Once in a while, maybe change the belt. If we didn't do these things, our vehicles, tractors, furnaces would break down on us. And the human body's amazing. Sometimes what we can put ourselves through and still survive. But best to take the garbage out. That's another way to look at it. You wouldn't stay in the kitchen too long, ladies, if you never took the garbage out. So, and sometimes with these products, you'll have detox symptoms. You'll have loose bowels sometimes. Well, I always say better out than in. If there's something inside you, poison, toxins, that you are surely better off without, then this is the way they come out of us. So don't worry about loose bowels once in a while and dysentery once in a while, diarrhea. It's often how we get rid of our poisons and things that don't belong in us. So otherwise, there's no harmful effects, no contraindications with these products. Not with any of your prescriptions, nothing there to make you sick. You can have mild detox symptoms. Some people have, which can be like a mild flu, but it's pretty rare, to be honest. I've never experienced them in all these years, and I've taken all of those products and more. And it's just a good thing to do. If we can keep our tissues clean, it goes a long way, I believe, to good longer life and good health, eating as clean as we can, as few packaged foods as possible. The baked goods, as tasty as they are, and I love them, cookies and the pies and everything out of the oven like that, all your refined carbohydrates and your refined sugars, these are really poison to us, folks. You know, in small doses, they're okay. Nobody's going to eat celery sticks and carrot sticks their whole but to make it a regular part of our diet, and especially if we're not getting enough other good food, then we're going to have problems. We're definitely going to have problems. So the best thing to do is to really be mindful, have a conscience about these things. And I'm not trying to preach what I don't practice here, because I sure have love the sweets and the chocolate almonds and all those things. Milkshakes used to be, you know, my favorite food. Still are, really. I just don't do them anymore. They almost killed me. I believe it was dairy milk that clogged my arteries. I just drank a tremendous amount of it. So these things are tasty. We are the only creatures that drink the milk of another creature, though. So I've, other than a bit of milk or cream in my coffee,
I don't use it anymore. Wheat, you know, wheat isn't real wheat anymore. It's genetically modified. I think there's a couple of hundred strains of it. And, of course, it isn't natural, and they claim it'll make us gain weight around our middle. They call it wheat belly. So it's harder and harder to eat good, nutritious food. If you can grow your own garden, get some of the original seeds and grow some of those veggies and, you know, preserve some, your tomatoes and so forth, you'll really be better off for it. That's gonna be seen as a real luxury before long, somebody who's got their own garden and growing natural produce, not saturated in chemicals. Eating what we were supposed to eat in the first place. Get some exercise, folks. Even if it's on your hands and knees, digging in the garden for 20 minutes, picking some fruit, mulching the soil, sitting out in the sun. You need some sunshine. You need vitamin D3. And do some exercise. It doesn't have to be heavy stuff. A stroll. Go for a nice stroll. Down the street, in the park, down the beach. Just a nice stroll. It helps burn off what I always call bad energy, and it's just good for you. Keep moving, keep the blood flowing. If you like a bicycle, I love a bicycle. I ride 3 days a week. My wife and I have got a paddle boat here on Lake Erie. We just went out for an hour tonight before the show and paddled out into the lake a mile and listened to music a little bit and paddled back. So these are all good things. They all contribute to strong immune system, good health. You know, as we get older, it's important that we keep some muscle tone and that we try and keep our bone density. And just really in the last 2 years, I've started with an old teammate. We not only ride the bicycles, but we spend a half an hour or so in the small gym I've got and work on weights. We're both 66 years old, both notice a nice difference in ourselves, how we feel, and stronger. And it's so, you know, it's never too late for that. Once again, doesn't have to be heavy weights. You can start out with a 2-pound dumbbell or a 1-pound dumbbell, and just the movement, and start slow. You know, the older we are, you don't want to damage a muscle or tear one off a bone. So, you know, you maybe don't do full extensions. If you're going to do curls, you know, light bell in front of you and up and down with your bending at the elbow. But all these things, stretching is so important. That's why athletes do it before every game. Should do it after every game too, and after every balance of exercise. Stretching is just magic. Yoga is very popular these days. And that's a good thing because it is very good. Yoga is really just very various stretches, and ideally to stretch every part of your body. And that can make a heck of a difference, folks. If you've never tried it, you could Google it. You could watch someone on the internet. You don't even need to go anywhere. You can buy books on it. I was lucky that my dear friend was the champion of India. Shanti Parakh, when he was in his 30s, he was the Indian yoga champion and teaches it to this day. He's going on 80 years old and a tremendous flexible body and the things he can do. And he's in great health, of course. And so it's just another good secret, stretching. You can do some of these things in bed. Shanti's always shown people stretches if you're in a wheelchair, things that you can do. All important stuff. If we sit still too long, you know, our muscles can tend to dry and shrink. And so, you know, if you have a choice, don't sit on that couch all the time. You got to get up and use those arms and legs and try and do it regularly. You know, it's amazing what 20 or 30 minutes 4 or 5 times a week can do for you and make you feel. And take deep breaths. We need oxygen. Our brains need 20% of all the oxygen we take in. And so if we get too little, our brain's getting 20% of too little. And so deep breaths are great. You can do it before bed. It's a nice way to oxygenate your body before you fall asleep. And chances are it'll help you fall asleep. Just start counting with slow, deep breaths. And do it anytime, of course. It's free. It's good for you. And if you yawn a lot, it can be said that it's a sign of lack of oxygen. So
practice some deep breathing and just slow, deep breaths, and you'll find a difference. We're meant to have it, so shallow breathing isn't great for us. The slow, deep breathing is best. Eat some good food. Not too much of the stuff we know isn't really good for us. Bit of exercise. Get outside. Be social. If you've got family and friends, it's always... We're social creatures, so we like to be around each other. And, you know, be as safe as you can. I don't know about this various stuff now with masks being mandatory. There's a lot of places here in Ontario, Canada, they're mandatory now. And I'm just concerned anybody with, you know, oxygen deprivation, it's a problem. So I would say certainly outside, if you get to go to the beach or you're out in the open spaces, you know, breathe that air in. And it's just good for you. You need it. It's, there's no downside to it. And I guess Pastor Butch will be back with us next week. And returning from, I think it's Mexico, to do his usual great job. And Pastor Butch, I know, has the finest product since I first met him, spoke to him a while back. He was just so very thorough about that, insisted on trying many things himself. He was very honest and open. Pastor Butch is a fine man, as you folks know. And he sincerely just wants to help provide you with the very best natural products that there are on the market. And we've talked about this, and I'm grateful for his work in not only spreading the good word, but spreading the good, healthy word about natural health and trying to provide good information that will help us in our daily lives. If you eat fresh foods, folks, you're making a salad, making a soup, do your best to get all the colors that you can in there. Don't just have it greens or just one or two colors. Do your best to use many colors, you know, orange carrots, yellow peppers, red radishes, red tomatoes, green cucumbers, green lettuce, onions of the different colors, purple, red, white onions. This will give you the full range of enzymes. Same with your fruits. You know, if the foods are color coded for us, red foods for red blood cells, red enzymes, green for energy, yellow and orange for kidneys, liver, blue is for pain, including fatigue. If you're overtired, that's a fatigue, and you may crave. You may find yourself craving blue foods. There was a time back when Jim Strauss was still with us that he was with me and I was craving those big blue globe grapes with the big seeds in them. I just love those. And there was no longer available in the local store. And I said to Jim, geez, I can't get those grapes I love anymore. I didn't feel as though I had my fill of those. And he said to me, until you start sleeping more, you're never going to stop craving them. And so I did start to sleep a little more. I was going pretty short of sleep in those days. And he was right. The craving left. It's like cherries, the first of the season. So many of us love them so much. It's definitely one of my favorite fruits. And these, I could eat a bag, and then sometimes I might eat another bag. And if I do get a third bag, well, usually a few will go bad before I finish them, because your body will tell you. When you're talking about something natural, your body will tell you when it's had enough. You just really have to listen to it. When you lose the craving for something natural, it means you've satisfied the need. I find that I go pretty hard still. I go long hours and every day, really. So I find green salad is something that if I skip a day, I sure want it the next day. And we eat large salads, too. I always did. Not just a small side salad, but a big bowl of salad. And, yeah, if I go one day, if I go 2 days, well, I don't like traveling because, for salads, because sometimes they try and fancy them up too much, and I don't care for them with fruit in them particularly, or sweet dressings. I like the garlic and onions and oil and vinegar. So it's not always easy to get a good healthy salad out either if they're putting a whole bunch of cheese and stuff on it. So make yourself a salad and soup. Use as many colors as you can, and you're getting all the enzymes, all the minerals, all the things you're meant to have. And, you know, they say easy on the red meat, certainly, and smaller portions. If you have Crohn's colitis, trouble digesting fiber, the only cure is fiber. So if you had Crohn's or colitis, I'd suggest that you get a good digestive enzyme, one with ox bile, a vegetable enzyme for to help with digestion. And then, if necessary, I've known some young ladies that that were in such bad shape with it that they were losing tremendous weight and bleeding constantly. And the other thing to do, in addition to the digestive enzymes to help you digest, is to put your food in a blender. Whatever's for supper, it can be roast beef, gravy, mashed potatoes, and green beans, whatever it is, you put it in the blender. Make it like baby pablum. Do all the breaking up. Do most of the digestive work for your stomach. So give yourself a chance to absorb those nutrients and that nutrition from your food. And you'll find in several weeks that things will start to change for you, in my experience. And there'll come the day where you won't have to use the blender. You'll be wise to stay on the digestive enzymes, and they have many fine brands on the market. And I'm sure you can get a good one from the Power Mall. Pastor Butch may have a good one. I don't know. Strokes doesn't make one, but it's sure part of my daily regime, especially before a big meal. I'm going to have beef or something. Those digestive enzymes, but they're very good to take. They're vegetable. They can't hurt you whatsoever. And it's kind of like having a mini shredder in your stomach. And, of course, digestion starts in the mouth with our saliva. So the better you chew your food, a couple of things will happen. It's easier to digest as opposed to gulping mouthfuls. Easier to digest. You will be full quicker. You'll be less likely to have a second helping if you really liquefy your food and chew it well. And your stomach just has a chance to tell your brain that it's satisfied, and you will eat less and consequently likely lose weight if that's what you're after doing is losing weight. And if you're looking at losing a lot of weight, folks, like my friend Joe, he had 150, 160 pounds to lose, do make sure that you detox your body systems, your liver and so forth, either before or during your weight loss program. You don't want to end up where a bigger percentage of your mass is toxin, poisons, than when before you start to lose the weight. That's the last thing you want to have happen is a bigger percentage of your mass be toxins, the likes of cholesterol and bacteria and various other poisons, toxins that are inside us. So I really strongly advise you, you probably everyone knows someone that lost a lot of weight, didn't look good afterwards, their color might not have been uneven, that seems to be a pretty common thread. And then some of them don't last long after that. And Strokes always said that's the reason that they, when they were 400 pounds, they might have had 50 pounds of toxins in them. And when they go down to 250 pounds and still have 50 pounds of toxins in them, a much bigger percentage of them is toxins. And so very, very important, folks, is that you cleanse while you're on a late weight loss regime. I don't know how many of them recommend that, but Strauss always said this, and it makes perfect sense to me, that you want to be rid of the poisons. It's the best weight to lose, first of all, and the only way to lose it is that. You can't diet or exercise toxins away. You can't do it. You have to take action to do it. Take a liver cleanse. Take a kidney cleanse, like the Strauss kidney blood pressure. The Strokes bladder, Strokes heart drops. You do that to support your body's own system. So do get the poison out as or before you're going to lose a lot of weight and go on a weight loss regime. Great thing to do if you need to lose weight. God bless you. And I hope you're successful with it. But take the easy weight to lose. Don't forget it, the toxins. That's the way you don't have to exercise or diet off.
you just have to supplement, take the formulas that will cleanse those systems, and that's the free weight. In my experience with the liver, I'd have to say the average, in my experience with folks, is that they've lost between 5 and 10 pounds detoxing their liver. I know my old friend Joe, who I said was quite a size, he lost much more. Between the first two things he was on was the Strauss heart drops and a good liver cleanse. And Joe lost, he was losing 35 pounds a month for the first couple of months there. And so best to get the poison out. When he did, when he got down to 240 pounds, I think, he was healthy. Great color, had lost, I don't know how much weight and poison, but lots of it. And as he was losing the rest of the weight, and that's the way to do it, folks. It's not a one thing, it's an altogether thing, really. Everything connects in the body, and you don't want to leave the poison inside while you're trying to do other good things for yourself. So that's where these cleanses come in. And try not to worry, try not to be too concerned. Don't obsess over things. Think of solutions if you can. Think of alternatives. Think of ways to save. Don't spend all your time worrying or concerned that the sun's not going to come up tomorrow. It just won't do you any good. You've got to, it's kind of like falling off a horse. You do have to get back up. It's the only alternative. And the sun will come up again. So don't let your health slip over worry and concern of, you know, much of which we often worry about things we can't do anything about. And we say our prayers and live a good life, and God willing, the best things happen to us. And the alternative to quit or to not help ourselves, not try and keep ourselves in a healthy state of mind, there's just no percentage to it. It's all downside. So Pastor Butch will be back, like I say, next week, and we'll all look forward to that. And I hope he's having a safe and good trip, doing everything he wanted to do. And I hope you all have a great week and a good health. God bless, and I hope you give it to yourself today, and keep doing good things for yourself. Thanks for listening, folks. It's always my pleasure to be with you, and I'll look forward to the next time I'll be on with Pastor Butch. God bless.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.